openings are intended to provide background material for footnotes in your thesis. We begin on this side with notes on the problems and the foundations of physics, volume 4 of Thrillers and the Foundations, Methodology and Philosophy of Science, series edited by Maria Bunga, Spring of Erlang, 1971. Begin by going through these texts and your notes on them. Before we touch on, in later tapes, on the introduction to the thesis, incidentally, in tackling the thesis, good idea to use the hooker passages first and then move on to the opening passages in the actual notes, Berger transcript notes, on explication of the general move. Transitions of general kind from stages traversed in a metaphysical reflection, where reflection on the fruits of scientific theorizing, conceptual structure and mathematical formalisms of scientific theories. As it were, ways that those operate in constraining the ways in which we can correlate structural and mathematical formalisms and the way in which we can view conceptuals, the way in which the conceptual distinctions, the way in which the conceptual structure employed in description fundamental, conceptual structure involved in description informal conceptual structure, see Hooker, operates in the description of the, say, generically in discussion of the kind of, in providing a framework for the way in which we can correlate conceptual distinctions. In one theory, there's another with respect to some more general conception of the kind of structure to be encountered in principles, to be encountered in investigations of the world, and particularly in providing an account of the reasons for the success of, say, one model, the model as an ontological hypothesis involved, which is the correlative mathematical formalism of one theory, is employed at one theoretical level of description, which is in its turn, with respect to some prospect of perspective, prospect for eliminative reduction related to covering theory, but this is an atypical case. Anyway, moving on to the notes in this book, of Bunga's, the notes that you've made. With respect to the footnote that you're going to use, with respect to material which will be used in footnote, where see your earlier notes, see your earlier notes on the Berger transcript. First of all, in considering the context in which we want to offer an account of inter-theoretic explanation in the context of inter-theory relations, inter-theoretic explanation in the advanced, mathematically highly evolved mathematical formalism, in the case of theories with highly evolved mathematical formalisms, it is not usually ontological hypotheses, or it is not usually ontological hypotheses, or a straightforward sort of ontological hypotheses, or refer to competing descriptions, which logical hypotheses, which codify, which tie to competing physical descriptions of a situation, which is competing descriptions of a well-defined, well-individuated physical situation, which, as it were, is described in two competing ways, described as being involving entities of such and such a kind at one stage in which is traversed in course of metaphysical or philosophical reflection, or which is represent, which we present here as the fruit of, as the end product, an ontological hypothesis, model of a scientific theory as offering an ontological hypothesis, which is here characterized, as it were, in terms outside the formalism of the theory, which we can express for the purposes of, which we regard as being capable of being expressed in a form which renders it suitable for representation in the way with, as a thesis of the kind treated by this formalism, a more realistic account of inter-theoretic explanation in the context of inter-theoretic explanation as between theories with high-level mathematical formalisms and as between, for instance, generic theories, QV. I'll have to take account of the fact that it is not terms directly denoting theoretical entities of which theory already provides us with an account, an informal, in terms of its informal conceptual structure, which can be rendered directly in pre-theoretical language, which we can speak unambiguously without consideration of the way the conceptual structure is related to the mathematical formalism in pre-theoretical language, but rather systems of quantities with structure. It is rather looking at the relationships between the equation forms and the substructure in terms of which the various levels of structure of the mathematical formalism in terms of which the equation forms are to be viewed, which, with respect to which the correlation of quantities occurring in them and the conceptual significance of this, mathematical significance of this, is to be investigated. See what Hooker says about relations between the function set of the theory of the function space and the fundamental dynamical equations, and even as regards the fundamental dynamical equations, that in its turn may reflect a given conceptualization. What we look for at the moment is differential equations in fundamental magnitudes, question of which point in the S you're going to bring this in. It's differential equations in fundamental magnitudes. See what Radix says. Systems of quantities with structure, see Lorvier. Now, the point which you want to make in the footnotes, physical systems are usually described by means of ordered collections of functions. Collections of functions, structured systems of quantities, quantities with structures, the structure which is usually described by means of ordered collections of functions that have very particular properties under coordinate transformations. They form, for instance, vectors, tensors, tensor densities, spinors, components of airway connection, QV, etc. We're presently pursuing investigation. Beats are representing the kind of theoretic explanation occurs in mathematically evolved formalisms, theories with highly evolved mathematical formalisms, in a more sensitive way. See page 19 of Bogger, the Adelan essay on reflections on variational principles and invariance theory. It is possible to introduce a concept of a geometric object field, which contains all of the above cases of the structure on the ordered properties of the ordered collection of functions under coordinate transformations as particularizations. It's possible to classify all ways in which the description of physical the mathematical description of physical system in one the mathematical formalism of one theory might be related to that in another, which it provides putatively more fundamental explanation in terms of the Cartesian product, the k-fold, n-fold Cartesian product space. The ordered collection of functions, the relationships between any such ordered collection of functions may be defined in n-dimensional number space. For instance, let D be an open dark where simply connected points set in n-dimensional number space Xn, and we then define the closure of D, or the closure of this open arc where simply connected point set in n-dimensional number space with respect to the Euclidean topology on the n-dimensional number space boundary of the closure of the open arc where simply connected point set in n-dimensional number space Xn is denoted by curly lowercase d. D capital letted is assumed to be sufficiently smooth that it forms an n-1 dimensional hypersurface in n-dimensional number space. Find the boundary operator, the boundary of the closure of the open arc where it's going to simply connected point set respect to the Euclidean topology on Xn, we use the see page 19 of Adelan. We use the notion of the point. For instance, there's an operation. Elements of the norm linear space is most important. It's the norm linear space whose elements are ordered n tuples of functions from a class of functions of given continuity class, whose domains of definition contain the set. That we exploit the concepts of coordinate differential element and x coordinate cover and a normed linear space whose elements are the ordered n tuples of functions from a class of functions of continuity class C1 given continuity differentiability class. See page 19, the x within the parentheses is used to denote the point P in Xn, that is to say, in dimensional number space whose coordinates are the ordered collection of n real numbers, x1, x2, to xn with respect to the x coordinate cover. So the fundamental mathematical concepts with which one is operating here are ordered collection of in real numbers. The ordered collection of in real numbers. The x-coordinate cover, the way in which coordinate covers, coordinate labelling of the point with respect to a given coordinate cover, the concept of coordinate labelling of the point in n-dimensional number space, which is which we can define a Euclidean topology. Us to define the relationship between the all the possible properties and the coordinate transformations of the ordered collection of functions by means of which we can describe the properties of our physical systems, the and by means of which we can relate the properties of our physical systems. If that's that's the program which you're now attempting to pursue, and which you want an account of, for instance, stationarization problems, Euler equations, and boundary data, the way in which we handle boundary data, Lagrangian functions, thus approaching the relationship between the Lagrangian, for instance, generic theories discussion of generic theories, the relationship between the space of functions, the boundary conditions on of the relationship between the governing field equations, the adequate modeling phenomena, and the variational principle. Which they can be used to construct by means of a definite mathematical technique. And want to model the whole problem, relationship between the way the whole problem is modelled. We wish to obtain the governing equations and the admissible classes of initial boundary data, which is to say, just the initial classes of boundary data, the admissible classes of boundary data, initial data being the particular particularization of boundary data. But considering now, in a very, very general case, very, very general, less general mathematical case, it's a question of whether some kind of conceptualization here, for instance, in the way in which we're attempting to exploit invariance requirements, hasn't already entered. In your footnote, say that it is a program which is presently under investigation is to take using still remaining within the resources of pure extensional formalism, but dropping the finite complex and treat the relationship between equivalence classes of ordered collections of functions having particular properties undergoing the transformations. However, the particular properties under coordinate transformations connected with particular conceptual aspects of the employment of those ordered collections of functions, mathematical formalism. See, for instance, Spinoza as regards with respect to tensors. We wish to approach these from a technical point of view, technical programming foundations. If we can actually provide an account of all the conceptually significant distinctions between the different kinds of ordered collections of functions, the different properties of ordered collections of functions, and a couple of transformations which might be involved in description of physical systems in relating the computated properties of physical systems. Well and good. This might in fact be the route whereby we could classical theories, yoga, and there's the quantum theories, and still to be constructed, covering theory, nonlinear covering theory, which eventually to replace the quantum theory, bring in, as regards, there's a conceptual problem here, involved here, about the, some authors have argued that kind of conceptualization is already inherent in the this use of relationships between the properties of order collections of functions under coordinate transformations, equivalence classes of these, to make sense of the relationships between the structures arising in the mathematical formalism, which themselves are held to be expressive of some sort of conceptual structure. See Hooker talking about material for footnote. See what Berm says about conceptions of order and the question of coordinate cover. For instance, Euclidean topology on the n-dimensional number space. Say that we present have a program which is under active investigation for extending the formalism discussed in this paper. Relationships between systems whose where we make we can connect the mathematical formalisms of the theories which offer competing explanations of the properties of physical systems, accounts of the properties of physical systems, connect in context of a theoretic explanation the properties of contrast the properties of the order collections of functions under coordinate transformations, which are used in defining the relationships between the properties of physical systems. See also the Domator paper in Theoria. We may have some severe reservations about this program. First of all, although we're talking now purely in terms of generic theory, Lagrangian, how to find the Lagrangian function, the variational principle, questions, first of all, about Berm's remarks about coordinates, bring that in there. Secondly, the conceptual problems raised for understanding of the way in which the structures of the mathematical formalism theory may be significant for the way we view mathematical relationships, of these themselves reflect, said to be expressive of conceptual aspects of the way in which we conceptualize the possible form of relationship between the properties of the physical systems, for instance, non-local, local, non-local, what in fact is to count as a property of physical system C. Putnam's remarks about Griffith's class of mathematical representations, of course, Griffith's class of mathematical representations of functional relationships, quantities with respect to some fundamental quantity usually take the form of differential equations in fundamental magnitudes, but C. Siegel. Question of whether there's a prior conceptualization involved here, but we shall touch further on this in other footnotes. QV. We're moving on now to a consideration of the business about coordinate transformations, and particularly the the coordinates. For instance, the coordinate labels of point in interpotential number space, which has a Euclidean topology used in the mathematical formalism. What is the pairing of use of this and relating this mapping the relationships between these into the n-fold Cartesian product, offering extension counter relationships to precisely to the possibility which arises by conceptual reflection on the formalism of one putatively fundamental theory, namely that of general relativity. The significance of conceptual breakdown of the notion of sort of opposition between points and neighborhoods as fundamental in our understanding of the way in which, say, the local properties and global properties of manifold are related. Manifold itself as notion of differential manifold as itself breaking down and subject to radical revision, first of all, first stage in dynamic the metrical properties and the actual connection with the manifold itself as subject to dynamical law, subject to dynamical evolution, and finally breaking down altogether through placement bias and probability distributions, of events as more fundamentally physically significant in some sense, and we shall get back at the geometry through that. On the other hand, rather than helping ourselves directly to operations on the quantities of mathematical formalism, which is defined the notion of manifold differential geometry, local and global geometry, local and global differential geometry in the sense of those subjects as mathematical disciplines are something which we help ourselves, something which already defined with respect to set theory, which are set theoretical account of which is already well defined. Although set theory might not be sort of the most natural framework, most natural foundational theory in which to develop account of these C's, the remarks by Lord Peer in CC 1965. Nonetheless, we can do so. Move on in this later series of reflections on this tape to consideration of the foundations, how technical questions which are raised in the foundations problems in general relativity, the bearing of assessment of conceptual aspects of foundations problems in general relativity for understanding and in other theories, foundations problems in a number of fundamental physical theories affecting the role relationship between conceptual understanding, informal conceptual understanding of the theory, and the way that we conceptual crisis in the foundations, understanding of foundations, mathematical foundations, relationship between the mathematical foundations of the mathematical formalism of that theory and the way in which the conceptual structure of mathematical formalism are related, see, for instance, discussion of pre-geometry as affecting assessment of the of this program that we've referred to earlier on. But anyway, just say that that is under investigation. Don't take it further than that at the moment, though we'll have to go into it in great detail. Relationship, modeling the relationship between sets of equations and their boundary data in purely extensional terms, that can be done. And the notion of a complex is rather less important here. We're also distancing ourselves from the notion of ontological hypothesis theory as making ontological claim a purely extensional means of handling mathematical formalisms of the theory, which is neutral as between these, and that's what you're eventually going to want to get back to after your long excursion detour into the question about the syntagmatic hole and the right and wrong way to go about handling the relationships of conceptual structure and mathematical formalism that you discussed earlier on the other tape. See your earlier notes about level at which conceptualization is effected, as affects these Siegel's remark about mathematical formalism, and questions that raises about nonlinear sheaf theory and so on that you want to discuss. Also assuming no significance, rule out all that stuff about global respect to local structure discussed in Greece, handle that relationship from the point of view of the formalism developed in the Berger transcript, which at the moment as regards its utility, the utility of as my first order model theoretic account of the relationship between the mathematical formalisms of the theory and the mathematical conceptual structures which it is held intimately connected with them, the way in which I understand the relationship between those two functions in account we offer of success or potential success or otherwise of inter-theory explanation. We hope, of course, potentially must offer deductive explanation. That is to say, see what Castonque says, the heuristic motivation for postulation relationship must be retrospectively justified by showing how ethics allows deduction. Doing that, we shall, as it were, see retrospectively whether our intuition about the construction, about the relationship between informal conceptual structure was or not justified, and our notion of what is a viable conceptual distinction may itself become modified. On the other hand, it seems there is a fundamental conceptual distinction, which is a distinction conceptual in character. Between putative principles of coherence of ontology, see what you were. I think you may possibly have mentioned in your notes earlier this morning, or if not, then somewhere in the notes that you were making in the pads, the question whether in the context of monastic ontology we can make any sense at all of the notion of functional correspondence itself as it were expressing the expression in some limit of a the way that one as a conceptual order passes into another becomes as when explicate conceptual order linear and so on. The very vague intuition here is the contrast between the as it were, dance of morphisms, some sort of global level of structure in the dance of morphisms which to which the local levels, local relationships between functions, as are described, as mentioned by Siegel, are related as as it were, something which is not expressible as a sum of those, as an abstraction, as yielded by the operation, application of the operation of functional abstraction, with respect to the axioms about adjointness, notion of fundamental linear structure of the category of sets, category of categories, even notion of being an object in the category of categories, the idea of Sachs, as it is discussed, the significance of nonlinear structure. We must reject that as resting on this erroneous notion about the applicability of vague intuitions about the significance of the operations on the quantities of organism, what is where they express in the conception of order. Berm's been talking about, reject that, and but in saying that relationships between ways in which we might view significance of a mathematical viewpoint, heuristic reflection on the results of mathematical reasoning about the mathematical relationships between mathematical structures and the mathematical formalism, and then we start to discuss questions about their alleged conceptual significance, as it were, rather than having the two go together right from the beginning. It does seem that we are committed to a form of atomism, though not, of course, in a topsy pre-geometry, what kind of consideration it is that could be ever be imagined as leading to the notion of dimensionality out of more primitive considerations. We're talking now about mathematical conception, notion of dimensionality here now, as instance of a notion of explicate order, out of a so-called implicate order, that's to be rejected outright. We're talking now purely of accepting the mathematical notions involved, the kind of more primitive order. Because it makes sense of the notion more primitive is simply that of unstructured array of dimensionless, initially dimensionless objects, but the notion here is of plurality of entities, structuralism with respect to the resources of the formalism, and of the, rather than of one structure, on the nature of which we're reflecting, which is such that it yields the notion of functional correspondence, in terms of which we make sense of the relationships between functions and extension. As expressive of a particular conceptual order. We reject that, the contrast between the Wheeler 1963 attitude towards pre-geometry on one hand and the atomism involved and the sort of monism we're talking about on the other. We must reject that notion of monism totally and definitively. Discuss what it was that tempted you to play with it, to penetrate, to find some penetrating formulation for so long. Discuss also particularly the use of surreals in clarifying the nature of Sato hyperfunctions and other mathematical structures which provided the occasion for reflection of metaphysical reflection of the law of their kind, which we're going to reject. We must press on with precise mathematical proofs about the properties of Sato hyperfunctions and so on. I'm going to finish off Berger. Transcribe all the other tapes, make new notes on them on tape, and the business about Bogger and Castongue critique. The rest of GPs. the earlier part of this tape in developing the footnote.